screaming. I'm on board with that. Noise. Hell yeah.
I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, they're mocking them pretty hard.
Yeah, they got to get the hell off it, man. Everything sounds like something. You know, you can always point at anything and go, that sounds like that. Gives a rat's ass.
Hey, we just saw Marcy.
Yeah, Marcy!
So sweet.
Yeah, so unusual.
What a lovely young lady.
Yes, she rules. I love Marcy.
She's the best.
She's very cool.
All right, how was your night? Are you hungover is my real question.
No, I haven't been drinking at night lately.
Why are you so disappointed?
Three quarters of a bottle of wine, but I'm not at all hungover, so it's a lot less than I used to.
Your tolerance is going way up.
It is.
You're gonna start showering in it.
Bah. Oh, showering. Yeah.
All right, coming up on today's show, God told a woman that she needs to continue stripping. And who are we to argue with God? Am I right?
Yeah, right. Well, that's true.
A man tried to rob a bank and failed for a hilarious reason.
Nice. Is that I'm thinking of that old Woody Allen movie to bring him up. What was it? Take the Money and Run. Do you remember when he goes in and he hands the teller a note and she's like, I have a gub. No, it's a gun. I have a gub? It's a gub.
That's exactly what happened here.
Oh, get out of here.
They couldn't read his writing.
Woody Allen did in the 70s, man. Amongst other things.
This guy did it recently. Road rage.
That's fun.
A guy bit another guy's nipples off, and I came very close to getting into an incident yesterday.
Yeah, I think the heat. Look, today's maybe a little more chill
and
out there.
I'm usually pretty chill.
Yeah.
And people can cut me off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, that sucks, but I'm mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. I almost lost it. It was close.
Wow. Wow.
I would have burned the place down. some medical advice. Please stop putting apple cider vinegar on your penis.
All right, I will. I'll try.
And funny things that your kids did.
Huh. Uh-oh.
You're trying to be a great parent.
Is this drop back to yesterday's?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a goat on the lawn.
There's a goat on the lawn, except for the little kid said it's an effing goat.
No, just a goat. No, it's an effing goat.
That was so cute.
That was awesome.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Take it off!
God just likes to admire his handiwork. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. OnlyFans stripper says naked videos are, quote, what God wants her to do.
We're just talking about God, temple in a jar there, right there from STP. I think that might be where she's getting her inspiration from.
Her name is Nita Marie.
Sure.
She's a self-proclaimed Christian OnlyFans model.
Mm-hmm.
Asserts that stripping for strangers online is what God wants her to do. She had a conversation, just to verify.
Mm-hmm.
I asked God if I should continue stripping.
He's like, God's not here. Can I take a message?
And the answer was yes.
I mean, he said yes. He said yes. Can you do it right now?
Hold on. Do you have your airdrop?
Yes.
You have your airdrop
on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just going to send you a picture of God's handiwork.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And you
You'll be happy. Why the amazing look, you know, so crazy? How can the amazing be just so bananas? How is that?
What are you
why?
Talking about? Like, beautiful people are smart because they're beautiful? What's wrong
but
with
I mean,
you?
Really out there.
Yeah, of course. And I don't think she's out there. I think she's doing the right thing. Let's not be negative. She makes, she has 953,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes $1.8 million a year.
Oh, man. Gah. Really? Wow.
I want to let women know and men know that there's nothing wrong with embracing their sexuality and being religious, she said. It all starts with loving yourself and trusting that when you have a desire for sex, it's okay and healthy to ask for it. Which, by the way, all right, I'm good with.
Mm-hmm.
She said her job, as well as her views on sexuality and religion, this is going to surprise you, have led to some of her Christian friends and family to shun her.
I would think the whole God spoke to her and she had a conversation with him should do it. I'm like, really?
However,
I mean, he's pretty busy. I mean, you know, I think the last person he talked to was Moses, wasn't it? I don't know.
Because she believed God wants her to do this. She views her role as a guide to help other people have safe and healthy relationships with sex and with their bodies.
Mm.
So God says, thumbs up.
Bring in that mill. Bringing in the mill.
A mill eight, by the way. 1.8.
Oh, sorry.
Crazy. But you can see why.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm following.
What about
okay, back to you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What is up, man? June gloom out there. It's nice.
I knew you would love it when I was driving in.
It makes me a good mood, man.
I'm all right with this for a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Or 10 or 20 days?
No. I think tomorrow could be sunny.
Maybe the stripper could put in a call and ask for a couple extra days to go. So she talks to God.
How's your handwriting? Can you read it? Is it legible?
Crap. And gotten worse. I actually had a friend send me a letter that I had written back in 1977, and my handwriting then was much better than it is now.
Yeah, I think because you stopped caring at some point.
Yeah.
I have had too many times to count. I've written down notes to myself about what I need to say on the air, and then I can't read it.
No idea what it
says.
I've had that happen many times, too.
Alan Slattery is the name of a man who used written notes to ask cashiers to hand over money from a bank.
Right.
He went to 3 different banks in 2 weeks. The first one he entered, he handed her the note.
Yeah.
And she was just looking at it like,
huh?
What's this right here? And eventually she couldn't figure out any part of it.
Wow.
And he just took the note.
Wow, really?
Empty handed.
What? Oh, my God. Hey, tellers, maybe that's the thing to do. Just pretend you can't read the writing.
Well, I'm sure if you write well, you know that's a lie. But
the dude should have printed it out, man.
So that was his first attempt. His second attempt, somebody managed to read the note.
Give us.
It said, your screen won't stop what I've got. Just hand over the 10s and 20s.
Your screen won't
screen.
Stop. Oh, screen.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if he meant like the glass
or
her computer screen. I don't know.
No, probably the glass. He's claiming he's going to blow a massive hole in it, man.
Probably, yeah.
Hand over the 10s and 20s.
So then he went to the second one, the Nationwide Building Society branch, and he handed the threatening note to the cashier, and she understood it and handed him $2,400.
Hmm. Oh, wait, so he didn't get anything in the second one either, though?
No, he got $2,400.
Oh, the second one. Oh, okay.
Third one, he went to the bank and handed him the note.
Uh-huh.
Now, at what point do you think, I went to a bank to rob it, and I walked away with nothing because she couldn't read my handwriting?
Right.
Don't you go back and go, take two.
Right.
I'm going to try it again. I'm going to write it a little more clearly. He didn't use the same note.
Oh, come on.
3 times. So one of them read it.
Wow.
The other
lazy.
Two did not read it.
Right.
The third one said, I can't make out what's happening.
Well, they
here.
Were able to do it at the other bank, and I got $2,000. That bank's much better than this hellhole. I won't rob you guys
so
again.
So he was 1 for 3 because of his
handwriting. What an imbecile. You know, so the teachers are right. It does matter. Your handwriting does matter.
Yeah, I always argued with them. I always yelled at them. I was like, no way. That's never going to matter. And by the way, also, when I was in high school, I had to take typing.
I was
outraged because when would I ever use that?
No one uses keyboards these days. That's for damn sure.
So now I'm writing a book, at which point I need to type really well.
I can't believe he just kept marching into banks. That's
I can't imagine
ballsy.
Either. Why wouldn't you go back and rewrite it once?
Yeah.
No, dude. It's not a good bank robber.
What
that's
is
why.
A gub?
Huh?
A
gun.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I feel like we're focusing on dumb people today. More than usual.
There's so many, though. There's just so... You're tripping over them,
there
man.
Are so many.
They're
that's true.
Everywhere.
Water officials were trying to repair a broken 30-inch water main, which caused a huge sinkhole.
Oh, man. Sinkholes. Those are nasty things.
So they, of course... put up barriers and cones and do not, road closed,
sure.
That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy that was driving an SUV.
An SUK, as I call him.
Pulled up to the barriers where it said road closed.
Mm-hmm.
And he got out
and
he moved the road closed barrier.
What are you doing?
And somebody said, hey, there's a sinkhole right there. We need to keep that sign up. And he said, and I quote, I have an SUV. And then he continued, I have an SUV, and it's a Cadillac.
Oh, well.
So then he ignored the guy, and he moved the cones out of the way
oh my God.
And tried to drive through the sinkhole. His SUV just sunk right to the bottom of it. Just right to the bottom.
Yeah, he showed me this picture. I mean, it is 100% submerged. Yes. That delicious, that wonderful Cadillac. Delicious. That nice, comfortable, luxury vehicle.
It's not
vehicle.
Delicious now no. because that water looks pretty gross.
It was at the bottom of a sinkhole.
But who would think, even if you have an SUV, who would think I can drive through a sinkhole without at
dumb
least,
people
like, knowing... How deep is it? Why is it?
I don't care that sign says it would be unsafe.
Yes.
I know best.
Yes.
I have an opinion.
I have an SUV.
And it doesn't matter what anyone else says.
And it's a Cadillac. So I'm going to try and drive
it. How did
it
he get out of there?
They had to rescue him.
Oh, man.
He had minor injuries and was taken to the hospital.
We take it to a mental hospital. Listen, man, I can't put up a sign like that just because it's fun. There's a reason.
It just makes no sense.
It's unbelievable.
If you see a sign that says road closed, I don't know, go around.
Yes, go another road. It was in town somewhere. There's lots of roads to choose from.
Sure doesn't seem like it should be that difficult.
I love that that happened.
This happened in Maryland. Why?
Because, good. I mean, you're so dumb. I mean, I
because
think it's just...
That, because it was instant justice?
Yes. It's just like, dude, maybe not. Now he'll learn a little.
Oh,
maybe
I doubt
he doesn't.
It.
Yeah,
you think
it.
A guy that drives into a sinkhole is going to learn anything?
Oh, I can do it.
Oh my God! Those guys must have just been watching with their mouths open, going "What?"
And there he went.
And he fell in.
Oh, I would love to see the video on that.
They were like,
"Oh, totally!" Sink, you bastard!
I put up a video of it on my Twitter at the Kevin
nice.
Ryder, but it's a video of the helicopter like circling with
all right.
the SUV 100% submerged, and the guy going,
"How'd that work out for you?"
I'm like, I wonder. Could he get insurance to cover it?
No, I mean, considering that he moved a sign, I'll bet that should be a, you know, who, Sam and Ash question for
I
you,
think,
actually. But
honestly, I think that the construction company had enough people there
yeah.
as witnesses
yeah.
that it was this guy 100% overruling their signs and
yeah.
their little cones.
I have my own opinion, and I believe that I can get through there.
I don't know why you think your opinion's any more important than mine.
Because we were just over there and looking at the hole.
And the sinkhole's pretty deep. We're just judging it based on that.
Just Cadillac.
I'm with you. I so wish we had video of
yes.
him just inching
yes.
forward. Or did he step
just
on
probably
it?
Probably just drove, man.
Did
He's
he
just
step
go
on
right
it?
In.
Like oh, he was going to really, really
how beautiful
get a head start and fly a little bit? I don't know, but it's the car is submerged and it's right next to the edge of the road. Not the far edge, the close edge.
Oh, man.
just sunk immediately. With his SUV Cadillac.
Oh, ooh.
What a dumbass. I'd give anything to see that.
Yes. Yes. Do it again.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How are you in traffic? Do you have a short fuse?
Not so as to actually
are you patient?
Piss anyone off. Fairly patient. You know who the most patient drivers are, I've found?
Who?
True L.A. natives. They know
really?
How to. Yeah, I have a couple friends that born, raised here, lived here all their lives, unlike us, only lived here half our lives.
I mean, I've lived here more than half my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, yeah, and they just don't care, man. They're just like, they see stupid people do stupid things, and they just keep on trucking. They just keep on doing their thing. They keep it
driving
at the right
trucks?
Speed. No. One a Jeep.
This happened yesterday, and it's a weird coincidence that this next story is coming up, but we're talking about road rage,
mm-hmm.
and I'm usually pretty patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right. You cut me off.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the LA seeping into you.
I get a little angry,
yeah.
but I let it go.
And I also say that most of the LA natives will say that most of the really bad drivers, and I agree with this, are not from here. In fact, recent transplants.
Yeah, so, I don't
yeah. So,
you have know. Any way of knowing in
yeah.
this particular case.
Yeah. Born and raised here. You've been out there in the traffic forever. You're used to it.
Yes.
You just deal. You just move on.
So I was driving home from
mm-hmm.
this radio station
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy didn't see that I was in the lane to his left.
Mm-hmm.
So he just pulled into the lane.
Yeesh.
And he didn't see me, so I had to slam on my brakes as hard as I could.
Right.
To
on the
make
freeway.
Space for him to get in.
Wow, yeah, right.
And then he looked in his rearview mirror and saw that I was pretty close,
mm-hmm.
not knowing that he had cut me off, I assume.
Right.
And he brake checked me.
What?
Slammed on his brake.
Really?
No one in front of him.
Really?
Slammed on his brakes to back me off.
What a moron.
I was
livid.
So mad.
This is why you shouldn't carry guns in your car.
Right, I
just
agree.
Just for that few seconds when you're like, lose your mind.
So then he reached out his hand with his phone and took a picture, and I put up, flipped him off with both
hands.
Yes.
You flipping him off.
And then I started videotaping him. I got his his license because I was like,
kids, come on.
I don't know where this is going to go,
but for
some reason, this guy is really incredibly aggressive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing was his fault, and then the second thing was his fault.
Right.
So I was so mad. I thought I was going to ram him.
Right, right.
Eventually, I was able to calm down.
Right.
After I was videoing him, and I pulled up along beside him and was videotaping the driver.
Yeah.
But it was close.
Was he driving a Cadillac SUV?
No, he was driving into a Chevy Suburban.
Oh, okay.
Even bigger. But he didn't see me, and then he brake checked me, and I was like, wow, that's
Yeah, you know, it's weird you would say that. I actually saw someone just yesterday do that. I don't know, they were you know how you go flying past you and they're clearly chasing each other.
Yeah,
and then,
or racing.
Yeah. Cut in front of like four people across a couple of lanes and then just slammed on their brakes right in front of the one that they had been messing with. And he just barely missed him. And then he took off and then the guy chased him. And it was all yesterday as well. Yeah,
but at least those two guys knew what was happening.
Yeah,
I had no idea. I was like, holy crap, that guy! Right. If I didn't slam on my brakes, we really would have hit.
Right.
And then
it would have been your fault, technically, because that's generally how it's looked at.
I think so.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of witnesses.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, they would,
I don't know.
Like, who's going to stop? You're going to pull over on the freeway and go,
I would have made
officer,
So here's the story. Man bit off motorist's nipple during road rage clash.
Oh, so that's what it finally ended up being? You bit off his nipples?
No, not me.
Dang, dude.
This story's not about me.
Wow, what did they taste like?
The last one was about me. This guy's a Chicago man, mm-hmm. And he sideswiped another car,
mm-hmm.
sort of like the story I was just telling, except for he hit them.
Right. I just got sideswiped not too long ago, too.
I know you did.
Yeah, that car was messed up, but she was super cool. Really nice person, at least.
Kyle,
I did bite her nipples off, though, just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Kyle Clark is the guy's name. He's 35. He had a gun in his car, and there was an off-duty police officer was the one that he sideswiped.
Oh.
So he rolled down his window, and he said, hey, pull over. I want to take down information about the accident.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy pulls over, and so the driver is an off-duty cop.
Mm-hmm.
The passenger is his friend.
Uh-huh.
He's not an off-duty cop.
Right.
So the off-duty cop gets out of his car, and the guy comes and punches him in the face. Then the other guy realizes, oh, I need to have my man's back.
Right.
And jumped into the fight.
Right.
And I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, how does that happen?
But his nipple was gone.
Wow. Ouch.
Right?
Man.
What kind of...
I don't know how this keeps coming up. We talked about it here not too long ago. Those don't grow back either.
What kind of fighting must have been going on for him to be...
I bite your nipple.
Do you think they were wrestling? They had to have been wrestling.
It's just weird, man.
Because he bit his nipples off. That doesn't seem good.
Not, yeah. Leave those there.
Those are... Yeah.
Don't be biting another person's
nipples.
How's
a guy supposed to feed his children? You know? All right. So we're going to take some calls of your... We're going to take some calls of your road rage.
Your weird-ass stories of stuff you've seen
whatever
in
traffic. Whatever happened, and you either lost it or almost lost it.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. You're driving on a freeway or even on a street.
Sure.
818-955-KLOS. We are talking about you got into road rage. You had an incident, and you had one, sir?
Yeah, my name's Ron.
Hi, Ron. Road rage?
Back in the day, ex-union worker driving to L.A., probably 3 to 6 hours on the freeway every day.
Oh, I would kill myself.
Yeah.
That would be so
hard.
Oh,
yeah, but I'm an ex-union. We built LAX Tower. I was on for 3 years. But in the end, this idiot cut me off 4 different times in, 15, 20-mile-an-hour traffic. And every time he cut me off, he would flip me off.
Had you done something to him to make him mad?
No, I was just in front of him all the time, and he didn't like it. Every time I did a lane change, he would try and get right on and cut me off, and then I'd change lanes. I'd get in front of him, and he'd try and cut me off. And
in the end,
I had an old Suburban I just rebuilt. I followed him off of Yorba Linda exit, one of those exits with the ice plant, and I pit maneuvered him into the ice plant and watched him spin out.
Wow, look at you pit maneuvering somebody.
Well, then I took the Suburban to Mexico, San Diego border, and I said, here, free truck. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm not going to jail over that stupid shit.
Free truck.
Ta-da!
You just gave it
so
away.
That road rage cost me about $3,000, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Look, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, people are dumb, dude. Honestly, I think we should all be able to carry guns just in case that other idiot has
them. That's a terrible idea.
The Old West. Pew, pew, pew.
Because I was so angry if I had a gun, yeah. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
Think about how safe it is in Texas, bro. They don't shoot each other on the freeway. Because they think the other guy might have a gun, too. I ain't going to pull my gun because he'll probably have a bigger one.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Yeah,
right,
I know someone
you.
Who finally decided to get rid of their machete that they carried in their car all the time because they were starting to whip it out too much in traffic.
Really?
Yep.
They had a machete that they were whipping out in traffic?
That on the air. And
yeah,
there was a bunch of machete calls. A lot of it's more common than I would have ever thought.
What's
ever.
A machete?
Right? I will not give his name. Hashtag 818-955-KLOS.
We are talking about road rage on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. There was a guy in Chicago who bit another man's nipples off.
Oh, man. I just had a little procedure the other day right here, right about here, underneath my moob.
Yeah.
My and that hurts enough. Like, they just took a little piece of
skin. No, he bit it off.
I know. I can't even imagine. I mean, just this is annoying.
He
what
went
the hell?
Full Mike Tyson on his nipple. That is not what you want. So we're talking about road rage, and we were saying that the worst drivers seem to be from out of town.
Hey, bro. Born and raised in L.A.
Yay.
All
right. Good for you. I bet you're a good driver.
I'm a truck driver. I'm a professional.
Nice.
Nice. Have you ever had road rage?
So I switched out my original air horn and put in a train air horn.
I've always wanted to do that on a smart car.
That rule. On a smart car.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
That would be awesome in a smart car.
Dude, that's awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
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 Road rage?
Yes, yeah. Road rage. What happened?
I was on the receiving end of it, actually. Yeah, there's some guys that were apparently wanting to go a little bit faster than me, and I had a few choice words for them.
Sure.
Unfortunately, when I stopped, there was probably about 8 of them in the car who all decided to get out at once. I decided I better not get out of my car. I was all by myself.
Wise choice.
They slashed all 4 of my tires, got back in their car, and left.
Wow! Damn!
Point them!
Well, at least they didn't slice you.
Well, I was kind of grateful.
Thank you. Thank you for not slicing.
Imagine being grateful for having 4 tires sliced.
I was stuck there for a good 4 or 5 hours before I could get help to come fix 4 flat tires and get me on the road again.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you for calling. And that's insane. That
Good
is
times.
Crazy. Wow.
KLOS, hello. Road rage?
Hey, the other day I was driving down 405. A guy cut me off, and I drive a Dodge diesel. Took to me, flipped me off. So I put the old lean switch on real lean diesel and fogged him out. He couldn't even see where I was. Couldn't see anybody around him. I just left him in the dust.
Batman would have been very proud. Well done.
That's a pretty sweet move.
Yeah, that's cool. That must
Thank
be quite
much.
A shock. Yeah.
I need to hook that up to
my
car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so you need to
my smart car.
Thanks for calling, man.
With a fog machine and a train horn.
There you go. You'll be good to go. Hi, KLOS, road rage, pray tell.
Yes, me and my friend, we had rented a car and we're cruising down at Coast Highway. So we had a convertible and he was asking these girls, you know, like, hey, what's your name? You know, and this girl behind us, I look in my mirror. She held up a sign, Lana, and when I looked in the mirror and looked back there, I just saw anal. And so I ran into this car in front of us. So I wrecked until.
Oh my God! That is awesome. And you were like, yes, hold on, wait, stop the car!
I was just kind of shocked, wow. You know, and I go, man, we're pulling over.
Lightning says he can get it. Oh, get out of here. Are you serious? You're getting the train horn! A train horn is in your future. Oh, my God. Someone's behind you.
I can't wait.
And all of a sudden, they hear a train horn.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. This is Kevin and Sluggo. Another article that they shouldn't have to write. Maybe they should stop.
Trying.
Please stop putting apple cider vinegar on your penis. Apparently, this is an ad on a lot of porn sites.
Okay.
I've not seen it.
No, I haven't either.
Because where would I see it?
Yeah. I never go there.
It says if you're watching porn, the last thing you're probably paying attention to are the ads. But there is a bizarre claim about the old hipster favorite, apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And
What's it supposed to
fix everything.
Oh, come on.
Yes, everything.
Come on.
A size.
Oh,
How quickly. How stiff.
How can people still fall for this kind of stuff? I mean,
I don't know.
That's crazy.
The text accompanying the little cartoon picture is this weird.
I don't want to see that. Thank you.
It's a guy and a jar of apple cider vinegar.
Okay. Where do you...
This weird trick makes any penis increase by 65%. Vice did a story on it. It turns out that's not true.
Oh, no. You're kidding. But I'm shocked.
Please don't try it.
It worked for me.
Before you run to the kitchen cupboard to grab your apple cider vinegar, you should know that it won't work and it will probably burn a lot.
Yeah, that's... I think a lot of that stuff, and they do it on purpose. They know people are just desperate.
You think so?
Yeah, and they just think, well, this is hilarious.
But don't you think that there are a lot of ads that they just want to get your money?
Sure.
So they're false ads, but they put them in hoping to get money.
Right.
This particular one, you think they're doing it because it's funny?
Yeah, I do. They'd be like, what are you going to do? Complain about it? Just burn my penis. I want my money back.
Need to talk to somebody who's tried that. Because that just seems so dumb. Many men are drawn to seemingly simple home remedies because it feels like there's something natural and wholesome about it.
But you wouldn't know it. Somebody, it would have just been a thing by now. Like,
however,
everybody would know.
There is no evidence that it will blank, blank, or blank, blank.
Of course not. Of course there isn't, because it's ridiculous.
I don't know. It's everywhere, though. It seems to be everywhere. It's on all different kinds of porn sites. And it's just a picture with a guy in a can of bottle of...
I mean, 65%.
Apple cider vinegar.
I would guess maybe 0%.
I would guess the same. If I saw that, I, like you, I think would laugh and think, yeah, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And then, of course, it turns out it's very painful, which is pretty funny in itself.
Which is really pretty funny.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's like, who cares?
You got what you got, man. Of course, those of us who don't have that problem, I don't know.
Shut up. You know there have been so many people who've tried it.
Oh,
you
of course.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, this is going to be it.
So that's what I don't understand. The hope
is what I need.
Springing eternal. You know, I mean, I'm just like, I don't have faith in anything.
And then running around. Oh,
yeah. Oh, man. Right? Shrinkage.
Jumping in your swimming pool.
Extreme. Ow.
So apparently don't do that.
All right. There go my plans.
It's a good tip, I think. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. There is a BuzzFeed article about funny things that kids say.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the audio of the kid talking about the effing goat?
Oh, yeah. Yes, here you go.
A fucking goat outside.
It's just a goat.
No. It's a fucking goat.
Clearly, someone in the family had thrown in a little extra talking about the goat.
He was upset that his mom was not allowing the proper name to be called.
It's not just a regular goat, Mom. What's wrong with you? Listen closely. This is what it is.
There is a list in BuzzFeed of parenting problems that you have with kids.
Sure.
Parenting is just waiting until your kids go to bed to finally watch something without a cartoon animal and then being too tired to get up and change the channel.
Get up and change the channel. What year is this?
7-year-old puts a barcode sticker on her forehead. Me, are you safe? Her, you can't afford me.
Wow. That's good.
Right?
That's pretty smart kid, yeah. You can't afford me.
My son spilled spaghetti sauce between the couch cushions and immediately said, I guess it's the marinara trench now.
Speaking of the deepest place on earth, that's beautiful.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's really good.
These kids are too smart for me. My 9-year-old telling me she's having a problem with a boy at school, so they're having a rap battle tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes. I wonder how good it was. What kind of disses were they throwing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Kids mispronouncing things in super adorable, but at the same point, I have to tell my daughter we don't put Farmer John cheese on spaghetti.
Farmer John cheese. No, thank you.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, especially if your kids learned language. From perhaps the other parent?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or like maybe in line at the grocery store, they might throw it down.
Sure.
There was something, I remember it was something.
Kids
was,
that do embarrassing things in public are
yes,
even better.
Yes, what stories do you have of that? 818-955-KLOS. I'm trying to think of one, something about, it was just horrible. This kid was screaming something, but you know, I mean, kids just.
They do that all the time,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I can't remember what it was.
And at home, like, you know, you're fine with it because you're at home.
Yeah. But everyone's
staring.
If they
do it in a restaurant or someplace else, an airplane or wherever, that seems bad. So 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking about your kids embarrassed you.
Hi. So I have a story. It's actually not my kid. It was my choir director's child.
Okay.
Her husband was driving their 2-year-old. And the little girl looked out the window and she said, "Oh, look, Daddy, there's a big ass cookie on that truck." He looked over and there was a big ass cookie on that truck, but he couldn't laugh because then she'd say nothing but big ass.
I find it very difficult to not laugh.
Yeah,
though.
That's got to be the hardest part because, I mean, that's
when
kind of.
When something makes me laugh, I am not in control.
No.
And it, you know, you do spend another 45 seconds explaining that shouldn't be said.
Now,
but,
don't be. Right? Yeah, no.
But oh, I can't not laugh
right.
at stuff like that.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
So I was at the grocery store, and you know how the kids face you on the grocery cart?
Yeah.
So I was standing in line, and then I kind of mumbled to myself. I said, "God, this mother effer won't move." And right as soon as I said that, the person turns around, and then my daughter goes, "My daddy, why won't the mother effer move?"
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Everyone stared at me, and I just, wow. My daughter, my daughter made me proud that day.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. What did the kid say that embarrassed you? Nobody wants to see that.
No.
Playing with my nipple.
You should touch them less. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about your kids embarrassed you.
We're babysitting, and the kid kind of gave us a warning ahead of time. No stopping in the store. Because we had a set goal to get one item. So as we were going through the store, I turn over to look at an end cap real quick, and the kid looks up at me and goes, "I thought I told you no stopping."
He put you in your place.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
All right, so when my oldest daughter was about three and a half years old, we had taken her down to SeaWorld, and they used to have an area where you could touch the dolphins.
Right.
And she absolutely loved this one particular dolphin, and her name was Venus.
Okay.
So she couldn't get this dolphin out of her head. The next day, we were in Target back here in the Inland Empire, and we were in the checkout stand, and she kept talking about this dolphin, and really loud, she says, "Daddy, I love penis." I almost died.
Oh my God. Did you try to not laugh?
With a really red face.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that was a red face you had going, man.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
That's great parenting.
Daddy, I love penis.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about your kids did something too embarrassing. Can we say, you try that again?
Yeah.
I think I have a better feel for it now. Your kids saying things that embarrass you.
Ah.
Okay, so I got a taster's choice for you. So the first one is, my daughter is an only child, and we were out with some friends, and we were going to the restroom, and she said, "It's okay, my dad can go right here because he pees from his fingers." Which is only because she'd actually never seen him pee because he handled it so well. And the next one is, of course, being at the fairgrounds with a full, you know, 8-stall bathroom, line going out the door, and my daughter screams out, "Mom! Mom, you're bleeding!"
Oh.
Which, of course, I was not cut, so that was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Excellent.
So thank you very much. Yes, that's all I want to say about that.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. Hey, actually, it was me when I was a kid.
Okay.
I went into a grocery store. I opened up 42 bags of plantain chips.
Wow.
Oh, I was eating like a couple out of everyone because my mom would let me have plantain chips whenever I wanted to. And she went away to get rice or whatever. The story, I don't remember that part of the story. I don't remember this at all. It was told to me. And then I just started eating the plantain chips one couple at a time out of each bag.
Love it.
The owner actually didn't charge my mom because I guess I was really cute.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. That's a nice owner.
No, I think she changed the story. I'm sure she got charged.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hello, Kayla West.
I had a story about my kids.
Yes,
yeah. Something. We were at the airport going to Florida, and I wanted to get him acclimated to go through the security, so he went through one line, I went through the other. He's about four, and he said they started to search him and shake him down, and when the guy started to pat him down, my son, he looks over at me and goes, "Dad, you can't do that. He's not a priest."
Wow.
And so that was kind of scary. I just kind of slid down into the
Wow. Wow. So many levels.
Yeah. Thanks okay, for calling, man. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What embarrassing thing did a kid say to you?
My son was like two or three. You know that song, The Funky Monkey?
Sure, sure.
It came on, and his best pronunciation is I don't know.
Sure. No, we can imagine what the word was.
Yeah, and maybe that's what the Beastie Boys were saying anyway. Quite possible.
He would go through the store and sing in the song, and people would just blow me these little questions like, oh, my God.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about things that your kids did that embarrassed you. You have a story?
So I'm at synagogue for Yom Kippur, and we're talking about we're at the children's service and break the fast, and the rabbi says to my friend's daughter, or you know, to all the kids, so when you do break the fast, what are you excited to eat? And my friend's daughter says, Jesus. And they were, I'm sorry, what? And she says it again and again, Jesus. And the mom finally, my friend finally said, she's saying Jesus. Everybody thought that she was saying Jesus. I was so embarrassed at the synagogue going like, why is this kid talking about Jesus? And it's Yom Kippur.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful. I want to cheese it now. Now you made me want to cheese it.
Now I'm hungry for this. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Your kids embarrassed you?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo. Hey. Green Beret Doug here.
What's
hey.
Up?
Me and the wife were in the grocery store with our son. This was when he was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding his hand, and I'm looking around. The wife's looking around. And my son's fixated on something. I couldn't really tell what it was because I wasn't watching real close. And then he pokes me. He says, Daddy. I said, what, son? Not looking at him, I'm looking away. He goes, she needs to go to the hospital, Daddy. She's bleeding.
Oh, man.
Go, what? What? What'd you just say? He said, Daddy, she's sick. She got to go to the hospital.
Wow.
I turned 40 shades of red.
Wow.
Oh, my God, son.
Well, that's a good watching out. He's watching out for her, you know, for people.
Yeah. It came from a very good place.
Yeah. And then you showed him the movie Carrie, right?
Oh, yeah, right away.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
This is not my kids. This is my aunt's.
Okay.
Two boys. This is in the 80s. One was three and one was six. So she's pushing down the aisles in the grocery store, right? So the little one punched the older one, and the older one went, "Fuck!" She was so embarrassed. I mean, he's 5 years old, and he's using that language.
And he stretched it out that long?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said it just was a roar. Could you imagine you in the grocery store and seeing little kids just burst that out?
It would make me so happy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for what we learned today.
Oh, nice. I didn't learn anything, I'm afraid.
Let me remind you.
Oh, okay.
God is in favor of a woman's OnlyFans account. He told her so.
Oh, that's right. He called her up at home. He's like, yeah, whatever.
She said, hey, should I still be stripping? And he said, absolutely. You keep doing what you're doing.
I'm hoping that she actually got the right phone number when she called God. Could be the wrong number she called. You know, it's 777. What's the number?
I mean, it was his handiwork.
That's true.
If you want to rob a bank, perhaps make sure that your letter demanding money can be read by other humans.
Make sure you watch Take the Money and Run first. Watch that movie. That'll help you out with that sort of thing.
If there's a sinkhole, And there are cones and there are signs that say road closed ahead. Maybe don't barge through just because you have an SUV and try to drive through the sinkhole.
A Cadillac SUV. Now, I do remember this important lesson.
Yes.
You know, you're going to be submerged at the bottom of a sinkhole if you don't pay attention.
His SUV sunk to the bottom. And they had to rescue him and take him to the hospital. What a moron.
What a maroon.
As you just heard, road rage. Don't engage in it because you might get your nipple bit off. And nobody wants that.
Wow.
And if you have kids, they will always say the wrong thing at the worst time.
Yeah, those are some really good stories. Thank you for sharing those stories. That was awesome. Thank you for calling in. That was brilliant.
Agreed. Thank you to everybody from today.
Yep. And I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
OMGNR.
OMGNR. It's an OMGNR weekend.
Like today.
On KLOS. GNR is the main part. GNR. Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's totally bitching.
KLOS has your shot to see Guns N' Roses at the Bank of California Stadium on the 19th. And then the following week in Las Vegas, along with a two-night stay in a suite at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Hell yeah. Now you're talking.
Free cabana rental at the pool, $100 food and beverage credit, $100 in gas money. Listen for the keyword to text nearly every hour to get your name in the drawing.
You can do that in just a matter of minutes, too, on KLOS. It has been a hard day's night. You should be sleeping like a log. Hard to believe that it was on this day in rock in 1964 when the group's first movie, A Hard Day's Night, debuted here in America. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when Johnny Cash sang a duet of Jackson with Miss Piggy on The Muppet Show. You get 57 extra bonus points if you're out on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on this day in rock in 1999. That's, of course, where Richard Blade's going to be getting his Walk of Fame little star here pretty soon. Very cool. On this day in rock in 1999, Kiss got their little star out there.